Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was a striking brown colt who carried the hopes of the southwestern United States, a New Mexico bred, who rose from relative obscurity to compete in the Triple Crown Series. And 40 years ago this month, he captured his lone Grade 1 victory in the Arkansas Derby. His name was Bold Ego. Bred by J.D. Barton's Double B Ranch and owned by Barton in partnership with heart surgeon Joseph Kidd and real estate developer James Howard, Bold Ego was born in New Mexico on March 2, 1978. He was the only foal ever sired by Bold Tactics, who had been a track record-setting sprinter in Chicago. Bold Ego began his racing career under the care of trainer Cliff Lambert, who guided the colt to 7 wins and 8 starts and earnings of $175,000 during his juvenile campaign. Included in that string was a win in the $200,000 Riley Allison Futurity at Sunland Park in El Paso, one of the most prestigious races in the Southwest. But Lambert thought the colt was destined for even bigger things, and so he recommended that Bold Ego be sent to Jack Van Berg, a trainer whom he believed could add distance and seasoning to the colt and make him ready to compete at racing's highest level. Van Berg, who was 44 years old at the time, was a native of Columbus, Nebraska. He was the son of Hall of Fame trainer Marion Van Berg, and he was in the process of building his own Hall of Fame career. Still, it would take time for Van Berg to help Bold Ego realize his full potential. In January of 1981, and now in Van Berg's barn, Bold Ego made his 3-year-old debut in California, racing in the San Miguel Stakes before a crowd of 20,000 at Santa Anita. He led much of the way in the 6-furlong test before fading to 5th over a deep and tiring track. His next start would come in Arkansas in the 6-furlong Mountain Valley Handicap at Oaklawn Park. The result? Another 5th-place finish. Despite the disappointments, Van Berg and his staff did not become discouraged, and their faith was about to be rewarded. With Van Berg's assistant Dennis Weary in charge, Bold Ego won the Southwest Handicap at Oaklawn at odds of 7-2, drawing clear to win by 6 lengths on a sloppy track under jockey John Lively. 2 weeks later, Bold Ego stretched beyond 6 furlongs for the first time and won the Rebel Handicap, leading all the way to win by 5.5 lengths at a distance of 1 mile and 70 yards before a crowd of 54,000. An even bigger test would come on April 11, 1981, when Bold Ego went to the post in the Arkansas Derby at 1 1/8 miles. It would mark the first time that the Arkansas Derby had ever been contested as a Grade 1 event, and a crowd of 62,000 was on hand to make Bold Ego the favorite. And once again, Bold Ego responded with a front-running victory, making for his 3rd consecutive win at Oaklawn. The performance was enough to convince Van Berg that Bold Ego deserved a shot at the Kentucky Derby. Bold Ego would arrive at Churchill Downs as the richest and winningest horse of the 20 who were entered for the 107th Run for the Roses, and he would be the first Derby starter ever for Van Berg. But a speed battle with Top Avenger and Proud Appeal would take its toll, and Bold Ego would fade to finish 10th. 2 weeks later, Van Berg took Bold Ego to Pimlico for the Preakness Stakes. After leading to the top of the stretch, Bold Ego fought hard in the final furlong before finishing 2nd by a neck to Derby winner Pleasant Colony. It was a courageous performance, and it was arguably the greatest of the colt's career. Following an 11th place finish in the Belmont, Van Berg gave Bold Ego a 4-month rest before returning him to the races in October. 1 year later, in November of 1982, Bold Ego was retired from racing after a victory at Hollywood Park. He returned to the Southwest to begin his stallion career, and he sired 17 stakes winners before his death in Arizona on June 30th, 1997, at the age of 19. Bold Ego, the New Mexico-bred who rose through racing's ranks some 4 decades ago. We remember him on the 40th anniversary of his win in the Arkansas Derby. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.